are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in a world where it's easy to take loved ones for granted, showing gratitude and appreciation can transform relationships and strengthen family bonds. Grounded in biblical teachings, we'll explore practical ways to express thankfulness and foster a culture of appreciation in our homes. Join us as we delve into the importance of gratitude and how it can bring joy and harmony to family life. And we are joined on the line by my pastor, Dr. Chifamba, who's on the line. Doctor, how are you?
Morning. How are you? I'm fine.
I am good, and you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Indeed, indeed. Doc, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, shall we pray? Our kind Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the gift of life and the gift of another day and the gift of listening to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're speaking about all things families and showing gratitude, you know, and we do know that the Bible does teach us about gratitude as well as appreciation. But how can we now apply these teachings within our families?
I think it is very important for us to have a spirit of gratitude. Mm-hmm. One of the signs of the last days, the Bible tells us that people will be unthankful. If you were to look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, they will be ungrateful, unthankful, unholy, you know. But we don't want to fulfill prophecy in the negative sense.
Yes.
So the Bible does say repeatedly that we should express the attitude of gratitude.
Mm.
For example, even when we go into worship, in Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. But you know, as much as I know, that church really begins at home.
Yes.
You cannot be grateful at church when you are not grateful at home. So we should start at home to have this spirit of gratitude.
So when we are starting at home and when this is showing this spirit of gratitude, how can we now as parents model that? We are starting at home, but how now do we show it to our children? And also, how important is it for them to learn from us as their parents?
Like many things in life, the spirit of gratitude or thankfulness is caught rather than taught.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in a place where people are filled with the spirit of gratitude, you will, without thinking, also catch up into the same spirit. If you live with people that are always negative and are not thankful, are always critical, without knowing, you'll end up being the same.
Mm.
You know, when the Apostle Paul was telling the young pastor, Timothy, which I would want to say is also a word to us parents. He says to them in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, that be an example to believers.
Mm.
And so we as leaders in the home, as parents, we should also be an example of a good, thankful life to our children. And our children will definitely keep the spirit.
So what are some simple examples, my good doctor, that and everyday practices that families can adopt to express their gratitude to one another? So, for example, when I come back from work, should my children just quickly come and take my bag? You know, would that be showing, or that's just affection there? But how do we show gratitude, you know, that we are thankful to each and every single person in the family?
Yeah, if my children come and carry my bag, me, a parent, should be able to say, thank you for helping me, you know. And when we are having a meal and we have eaten, I should be able to say, so that my children should do, catch up, thank you, mom, for the food, not for the food. and to appreciate things that are done to us, whether they are small or whether they are great. It is also important once in a while or sometimes to give tokens of appreciation.
Yes.
You know, it might be a big token or a small token, a flower or a chocolate, just to say, I appreciate you. I thank you. Yes.
And I'm loving, you know, those examples there as well. And also, if we know, for example, what our children like, once in a while getting them that. Sometimes it's not even, it doesn't require money. Maybe some of the children, you know, they liked baked things, you know. So one day you just make those cakes, you bake those scones, you know, they would be very appreciative of that. But now, when we are doing those things, my good doctor, how does it now strengthen our relationships as family members? Does it strengthen them? Does it do anything to the relationship in the family?
You know, when you do good, definitely it strengthens the bond between you and the person who has done you good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use a queer example. Some thieves, when they want to steal, they actually befriend our dogs by sneaking in a little bit and giving them some meat and giving them some meat until the dog cannot bark to them. The dog now looks, that's a very bad example for a preacher to use.
We understand.
Good things, it softens the hearts of all those that are us, and we have a bond that we really want, that families should be bonding in these last days.
Indeed. But it's a bad example. We understand. It's okay. It's okay. So now, looking at prayer, you know, we are encouraged, and we are encouraging families there to have family prayer times together. But what role does prayer and thankfulness to God play now in fostering a grateful heart within a family? Because some prayers, Mpundisi, the moment we say dear God, it's complaints left from start to finish, you know. But if we are there as a family, and my daughter maybe, for example, can hear me you know, being thankful to God in my prayer, maybe it can do something. But how does it now help in terms of fostering the gratitude within a family? Oh, we are losing our good doctor there. Yes.
Having a problem. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We had lost you there, but you are back now.
Ah, okay. Jesus left us an example in all things. You know, he says to his disciples, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. And that is John chapter 13, verse 15. But one of things that Jesus taught us was a spirit of gratitude. And not only did he teach us a spirit of gratitude, for example, when he got to the tomb of Lazarus, before he said, Lazarus, come forth, he first of all lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, I thank you for you have heard me.
Yeah.
So we should let our children know that we are thankful.
Yes.
You know, there's a prayers that can also even cause a shadow in the home. When we are always praying and crying and complaining, you know, I like what the psalmist says. The psalmist, even when he is in trouble, if you go to 103, he says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is, bless his holy name, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefits.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget the benefits when bad things happen in the family. So let's pray and cry. So when we are praying, let us also be thankful to God. If we launch our complaints to God, I like what the Apostle Paul says before he tells people to pray in is it Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Then he says after that in verse 6, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, request to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We want peaceful, happy homes, and that can be brought about by prayer and the spirit of thankfulness.
I love it. I love it there. And I wanted to also touch on something that you've touched on when you spoke about that psalm there, that, you know, sometimes as families, we think we don't have anything to be grateful for because we do not have what we desire, you know. And then now it begs the question once again, how do I become grateful? How do I pray to God? How do I teach my children to be grateful? I mean, these children, I'm even struggling to feed them. I'm struggling to put them where I want them possible. But now how do I teach them gratitude when we are struggling, you know? So if you can just touch on that, Mfundiswam.
Thank you so much. You know, I once saw a little illustration that said, I was complaining to God that I have no shoes until I met a person without legs.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You always find something positive in life, something to be thankful for.
Mm.
The very fact, my sister, that we are alive, that very fact that I woke up this morning should say, praise the Lord, I'm alive. There are many that did not wake up this morning.
Yeah.
So you, great things, for God to do great things for you to be thankful.
Mm.
Actually, that being thankful for small things, great blessing follow.
Yes. Indeed. Me, Mfundisi, I thank you for that one. We must thank him for the small one so that the bigger ones can come. Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer? Offer a word of prayers for families. Families that think that they don't have anything to be grateful for. Families that have forgotten that, in fact, they need to be grateful for everything that they have. And for those families that they are grateful that, you know what, may God revive that, continue with that spirit for them, or in them.
Thank you so much. Let's pray. Our kind Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the gift of life. We want to thank you, Lord, even for an opportunity of us sharing your word with each other to encourage our life on the way to heaven. We want to pray, dear Lord, that you might not give us a grumbling spirit, but that, Lord, we might look for blessings, they are there in our lives, that we might see tangible things of your goodness. And Lord, we want to pray for those that might think they have nothing, that you might open their eyes to see your goodness in their lives. We also want to pray, dear Lord, for those that have this spirit of gratitude, that it might continue to develop and not die. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through to speaking to us. May you have yourself a blessed, blessed day.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.